Beloved friends, yesterday in our first audio, we shared about the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem and that awesome truth that Jesus came as a meek, lowly, humble king riding into Jerusalem for the greatest conquest of the ages. And we said and we longed, in the words of Stanley Jones, let the meek, the terrible meek, rise up in the health fields of South Asia. And let us live to be forgotten that Christ could be remembered. Today we want to look at the tears of Jesus, our great high priest, weeping as this king is descending down the Mount of Olives. He weeps over the city. And so, O Lord, we pray that you would break our hearts, that like our great high priest, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, that you would give us that gift of tears that flow out of love, love in our hearts for those whom we serve in healthcare. O Holy Spirit, do this for us. In Jesus' name, Amen. We read in the narrative of the triumphal entry in Luke's Gospel, Dr. Luke, chapter 9, verse 41. Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it. The word really means he sobbed over the city, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another, but because you did not know the time of your visitation. This is the Lord's word, and notice the word you comes 15 times when Jesus spoke with tears in his eyes and love in his heart, but with firmness and warning to Jerusalem to return to him. He saw the city, he sobbed over the city, and he spoke to the city with a broken heart. As I said, 15 times he used the word you or your. It was such a personal word to Jerusalem. But he was summarizing, we can say, he was saying to Jerusalem, this is your day, your hour, your king has come to you. And yet, you did not know the day of your visitation. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Twice in Luke's Gospel, Jesus laments over Jerusalem. Earlier in Luke 13:2, he lamented, how often, O Jerusalem, I wanted to gather you, but you were not willing. See, your house is left desolate. And then this incident. And later on in Luke 23, when the women were weeping for him, he said, don't weep for me, weep for yourselves, because terrible judgment is coming to you. Jesus saw the judgments that would come on Jerusalem, and he was moved with sorrow and compassion and wept. Friends, judgment is real. It's not just a delusion. Should we not weep over the health fields? For this we must see with his own eyes. We must love with his own heart. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, we read, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Right through his life, he was a man of sorrows. It was not only at Gethsemane, and not only at Calvary and in these incidents, but there were many times, perhaps, where with loud cries and tears, he poured his heart out to God. What was the origin of these tears? There is no doubt, dear friends, that these tears originated in his great love. He wept because he loved. As C.S. Lewis said, to love is to be vulnerable. Brothers and sisters in healthcare, can we ask God, pray to God, shall we all do it collectively and say, Lord, please break our hearts with the things that break your heart. Help us to love, help us to open our hearts. Yes, then there will be sorrow, there will be pain, there will be vulnerability, but there will also be fulfillment. C.S. Lewis put it so well. He said, to love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. If you want to make sure of keeping it intact, in other words, keeping your heart intact, you must not give it to anybody, not even an animal. Wrap it carefully round with hobbies, little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe, your heart, in a casket or coffin of your own selfishness. But in this casket, safe, yes, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken, but your heart will become unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. To love is to become vulnerable. God grant us that kind of love. And so Jesus, we can ask God for the love that Jesus had through the Holy Spirit to see our patients as sheep without a shepherd, to see how ungodly philosophies are holding sway in the health fields and fight against them, to see the shallow, superficial lives of us and our Christian colleagues in healthcare dabbling in trivialities while people are dying and going to a Christless eternity. We grovel among trifles and our spirits fret and toss when above us looms the vision of the Christ upon the cross. We see the poor and the suffering and pain in the health fields. Above all, we see the awesome, sobering reality of hell, and the fearful judgments ahead. Beloved friends, if we could have one glimpse of hell and judgment, and one glimpse of what it cost Jesus to redeem us, that would do more to motivate us than many courses in evangelism. Friends, the eternal lostness of man is the greatest tragedy and is the greatest medical emergency. This is something we need to keep in mind. Should we not weep then, royal priesthood in healthcare? But we don't have our own tears. It must come from him through love. Then weepers will become reapers, as we read in Psalm 126. Those who go out weeping will return bearing precious seed with them. Lord of the poor, friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts. Let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame. Lord, today we ask you for the gift of tears. We do not want to keep our hearts safe, locked up in the casket of our own selfishness and allow them to become hard, impenetrable, unbreakable, and irredeemable. Rather, Lord, to be poured out as molten lava. Lord, in the words of Lady Julian, we ask you, give us three wounds, O Lord. The wound of compassion, the wound of contrition or repentance, and the wound of a longing after God. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.